eNdebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 15 kuNhlangula 2018. Ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngithe mina ngiyaphuma ukuba yi-presidential candidate. Sengikhulile. Ngithe mina ijaha leli ngizalisekela nje ukuze sikhuphe udubo olukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Umongameli webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa udanise iningi labasekeli bakhe ngokungangeni ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli lwalonyaka.
Ngathi nje ngamasocial east yanitshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe i-politics isikhale njengendlela yokuthola imali yokudla. Yikho okunye kwamaphathi amaningi la esiwabonayo amanye la.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi lanxa bebaningi abaphumelele ukubhalisa ukuncintisa ezikhundleni zikamongameli, uncintiswano uqobo phakathi kwababili uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance lo uMnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa we-ZANU-PF. Kuhoza Friday lamuhla silomculi okhanya iphumelela kakhulu ngezansi ye-Afrika ubekezela nkomo odabuka eWilongi eGwanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa udanise iningi labasekeli bakhe ngokungangeni kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lwalonyaka, esithi ibandla lakhe likhethe ukusekela umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Udabengwa obekhangelele ukufaka amaphepha akhe edalele nomination court izolo uthi kenza ngalokhu ngoba inkokheli yezaphu ihlale phansi yavumelana lenkokheli ye-MDC Alliance ukuthi bazasekela uChamisa, njalo i-MDC Alliance idedele ibandla lezaphu kwezinye indawo bengancintisi. Udabengwa wethule lesi saziso emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe emahofisini akhe koBulawayo.
Esiloku sixoxa lenhlanganiso eziningi. UChamisa ubuye kathathu edinga ukuthi ahlangane lami khona lapha koBulawayo ukuthi sixoxe ngokuthi kambe kungenziwani. Sahlala phansi kwangathi siyavumelana. Bavumelana ngezinto eziningi. Kwasala ezinye izinto esasifisa ukuthi zilungiswe. Okunjengokuthi sibe lezihlalo abangasoze basiphikise khona. Yikho okwenze izolo ukuthi sesikhangela ukuthi sesivumelana lamajaha la awe-MDC Alliance. Sibeke phansi ethu induku sathi sesizasekela uKhamisa.
Wengeze ethi abangenanga kumanyana we-MDC Alliance lokhe belibandla elizimeleyo.
Asijoyinangi MDC Alliance. Siyizaphu. Sizabe ngena ekhethweni lolo siyizaphu.
Ulandule uDabengwa ukuthi uthenjiswe isihlalo se-Senate ethi usekhulile njalo usefisa ukuyaphumula.
Ngiyaphuma ukuba yi-presidential candidate. Sengikhulile. Kumnyaka ozayo ngoDisemba ngiyabe ngitshaya i-8 years. Ngithe mina ijaha leli ngizalisekela nje ukuze sikhuphe udubo olukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Unkosikazi Disang Nare, omunye wabazancintisa ukuba lilunga ledale lephalamende, uthi uyajabula ngesinqumo esithethwe libandla lakhe.
Thina njengezaphu, we are very happy ngedisizini ayithetheyo, ngoba vele izaphu yiphathi yeZimbabwe. Abantu abakhokheli bezaphu bakhangela iwelfare yabantu, abakhangeli iwelfare yabo bodwa.
Unobhala jikelele wezaphu uMnumzana Strike Mkandla uthe ibandla lilabantu abangaphezu kwamathumi ayisitshiyagalombili abafuna ukuba ngamalunga edale lephalamende.
Now, ama-candidates ke abengenile kulist yethu abe phakathi kwe 85 le 90.
Inani labazancintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli welizwe lifika kwabangamashumi amabili lantathu i-23 okungokwakuqala embalini yelizwe leZimbabwe ukuthola inani eliphezulu kangaka lababheke lesi sikhundla. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi lanxa bebaningi abaphumelele ukubhalisa ukuncintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli edalele Nominations Court, umncintiswano uqobo phakathi kwababili, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance lo mnumzana Emerson Nangagwa we-ZANU-PF. Abanye njalo bathi kodwa unkosazana Thokozani Khopho elinye lamacele e-MDCT lo nkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-People's Rainbow Party bangaba ingozi enkulu kumongameli Mnangagwa lo mnumzana Chamisa. Mavis Kama usethulela lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zichaza uMakhuphe loNkosikazi Mjuru njengabantu abangena kulolu khetho ngenjongo yokuphindisela abakwenziwa inkokheli yabo, ngakho bezobangela ukwehla kwamavoti kuChamisa noMnangagwa. Enye yalezi ngcwethi ngumnumzana Bekezela Gumbo oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, ZDI.
Ngathi nje ngamafutshane isitiliyane sitshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ipolitics isikhale njengendlela yokuthola imali yokudla. Yikho okunye kwamaphathi amaningi la esiwabonayo amanye la.
Ugumbo uthi kodwa makangakhangelelwa phansi amabandla akhokhelwa ngabesifazane.
Omama laba bayithula baba-angry ngabantu abazondileyo because babona bekhona elisitini khonaphana. Ngabantu abangayenza kube lo mphumela, abangakwazi ukutshintsha sile mphumela ngendlela ephezulu kakhulu.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uthi lanxa ebona ukhetho luzaba nzima, umncintiswano oqinileyo uzokuba phakathi kukaChamisa loMnangagwa, kodwa labo belamaphutha amaningi eqala ngokulandisa akaMnangagwa.
Ungakhangela ubethembise into eziningi ikakhulu ukuthi yena inotho izathuthuka phansi wakhe. Wathembisa njalo ukuthi ngemva kwe 100 days into eziningi ziza ke zitshintshe, kodwa akula inguquko esiyibonileyo.
UChamisa umsola ngendlela aziphatha ngayo kwesinye isikhathi.
Izinto azikhulumayo khanya njengani ungamnceda nxa engakufaka ngenye indlela. Inkulumo yakhe ngezinye izikhathi kuluduka kakhulu, kuze kube futhi indaba yokuthi sokulabantu abaningi abakhulunayo especially ama candidates, kungaba yi-weakness ibili nxa kuyikuthi sebehluleke ukuthi balungise indaba leyo yokuthi wona abantu abakhulona kakhulu ukuthi abakwanisanga ukuthi bangene ku-nomination njengama-MP kumbe ama-councillor.
Ingcwethi eziningi zithi kaziboni amanye amabandla ephuma ku-MDC Alliance ngoba iningi lawo engelabantu abaningi abangabumba ubukhokheli bezigaba loba iziqindi njengalokho okukumabandla amabili ezombusazwe iZANU-PF le-MDCT. Iningi lazo zithi akumangalisi ukuba uhulumende osembusweni kamongameli Mnangagwa elesandla kulokhu kwanda kwabazancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.
Ukusenjalo, ukhetho lwalonyaka lule nkulungwane zabantu abazancintisa okulinani elingakaze libonakale, lokhu ilizwe lathola uzibuse. Kukhetho lwedluleyo luka-2013 kwakulabalitshumi kuphela abazancintisa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, kodwa lonyaka kulaba ngamatshumi amabili lantathu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu.
Lokhu kuyamangalisa ngelizweni elincane njengelakithi. Ngendlela kutshengisa ukuthi ipolitics abantu bayithathela phansi, abawazi into ebulala elizwe into evusikizwe, ngoba ngathi abanye abantu laphana bangena okokudlala bakhosikasibe bathunyiwe akuzithiseki into eyenzekala laphana, i-freedom yabo, i-constitution yabo avumela, kodwa hayi kusuka kungafuneki ithemba ekuthini into efuna abantu ingenzakala na. Mayinto zimilanje ukudlala nje okungenziwayo lokho.
Njengoba siyabona ukuthi kubhadalwa imali engange $1,000, kulo muntu angaphongi ukuyidlalisa yini imali enjalo?
angithi bale kwesinye isikhathi yaye ngaphuma esikhwameni sakhe imali evela kulabo abamthumayo ukuthi hayi ngena lawe kwesinye isikhathi ungathola abantu abayi-trade bengawunselelana ibanjela uthola abayi-trade bengawunselelana babe ngabakho imali enjalo so basemsebenzini abantu labo babhadele bona ukuthi bezinto ezinjengaleyo babhadalelwa ukuthi bangene endaweni enjaleyo ngoba iqiniso likhona ukuthi abanye bangikhona vele abekho kupolitics ukuthi ngabantu abangabonakaliyo ngabantu abavela amazwe ukuthi wakuyavota amazwe abo mnenziwa labana labanye bakhe laba kuye kuyamangala ukuthi wazivela kuphi bona ubonakala sebekhona ngesikhathi samalethini mayedlula amalethini asoziphindizwe ngabo futhi noma one day sebeholile sebenzile kodwa befuna ukwenza okubi futhi okungaphathisi ilizwe lakancane.
Ubona ungani bakhona yini abanye abangasethusa lathi simangale sesibona impumela yokhetho?
Angeke kwenzakali bajovotelwa ngabangane lezihlobo zabo kuphela ngoba angeke bavotelwa ngabantu abangabaziyo abangazi bababone ababonakali laba abantu laba ngesikhathi sokukhampeni ababonakali labantu laba ngesikhathi izinto zithume nje ukuthi kuthi akuleyobhethini kabani kuleyobhethini kabani bakhokhona amabani lathini ngabantu abavelayo so bale qiniyabe yabangane lezihlobo abanatha nabo utshwala kumbe mhlawumbe abadlala nabo abahlangana abendaweni ezithini abaze bavotela kodwa ngeqiniso awukabo abakwenzayo nje ukuchithela abantu isikhathi straight lokho akulanto yebile ngqondo abayenzayo ezokuphuma lapho.
Lo ngumnumzana Cassius J. Simana Mpofu, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. Idale lokubhalisa abafika ukuncintisa abafisa ukuncintisa ukukhetho lalonyaka lokudinga amakansela ele-nomination court lihlale izolo eBulawayo City Council Chambers lathola ama-nomination form angamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amane lasifica umunye munye kwaphumelela abangamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amathathu lesithupha kwehluleka abalichumi lantathu. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
UBulawayo wamukela inani labenelise ukungenisa amaphepha abo okuncintisa kukhetho ngemibono ehlukeneyo. Ngokwakuqala eZimbabwe ilizwe lokhe laba lokhetho lithola uzibuse ukuba lenani eliphezulu kangaka labantu abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo umnumzana Alec Ndlovu uthi okwenzakala lonyaka ngumhlola
vele kuyamangalisa into eyenzakala lonyaka kayijwayelekanga umhlaba wonke kakukho kungumhlola.
Evumelana loNdlovu osakhulayo uSoni Jemaine uthe kukhombisa ukukhululeka kwezombusazwe.
Kuyatshengisa sibili ukuthi abantu balesivumelo ukuthi bangakhona ukufaka ibizo labo phambili ukuthi umuntu laloba ngubani usengasukuma athi yena uyazinikela ukuba ngumongameli. Yiyo idemokhrasi yona leyo. Okubi ngakhonokho yikuthi yeyi abantu bakhona baningi.
Esinye isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Sarah Mpofu Sibanda uthi kuhle abantu sebekhululekile kodwa ilizwe elincane njengeZimbabwe libe lenani elikhulu kangaka kuyakhahlameza.
Kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhanya ukuthi abantu sebekhululekile ukuthi bengene ezikhundleni kodwa ke mphinde ngithi for ilizwe elincinyane elingangeZimbabwe ukuthi ngeqiniso sibe lenani elikhulu kangaka kusuka kungani kuyasikhahlameza ngoba siyazibuza ukuthi kungabe kuyikuthi kumayilana lomsebenzi kumbe kumayilana lokudla.
Osakhulayo wakoBulawayo uLoretta Moyo uthi lokhu kuveza ukuba abantu bafuna inguquko.
Lokhu mbonisa ukuthi abantu bafuna inguquko. People abantu vele sebe-ready ukuthi baguqule ilizwe leZimbabwe from where we were.
Idale elikade libhalisa amalunga edale lephalamende koBulawayo lokhe lisaphakathi kokufeza umsebenzi okwamanje imibiko ephumayo ithi kulabantu abedlula amakhulu amabili abayenelise ukungenisa amaphepha abo kuthi isiqinti semagwegwe silabantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa abafuna ukuncintisela isikhundla sinye osekuthiye abantu bezibuza imibuzo engelampendulo. IZimbabwe isifike esibangeni esiphezulu samalungiselelo okhetho olwenziwa ngoNtulikazi mhla ka 30 lonyaka. Ngakwelinye icele abanye basele bekhala ngokuthi bakhutshiwe kuluhlu lokungena ekhethweni kwafakwa abanye ngamabandla abo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Yebo, 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 mthwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusiqhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001 202 465 0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngokhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Bafike phose ikhulu i-99 abafuna ukuncintisa ukhetho lokudinga amalunga idale lephalamende esabelweni seZansi eMandebeleni kungenani lokuthi kulezihlalo ezilithumi lantathu kuphela ezibangwayo. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Abantu ababhalisileyo ukuncintisa ngabamabandla athiyeneyo alithumi lasithupha kukanti abayisishiyagalolunye bangene njengamalunga azimele wodwa. Abomanyano MDC Alliance bedlulekile ukufaka umuntu ozamela iNsiza North kukhetho besidiphutha lidalwe libandla lezimpf eliyilo elabelwa lesi sihlalo. Kodwa babili ababhalise phansi kwebandla le-MDCT e-Insiza North okutho ukuthi omunye wabo ngowebandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Egwanda Central balithumelana abazancintisa kukhetho abagoqela amalunga azimeleyo omnumzana Butholezo Mkhwananzi loThandeko Zinti Mkandla. Umkandlo webandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jamisa uthi ungene kukhetho ngemva kokuba icelwe nguZulu.
Uze ngime kungathi angizimele, ngingazake ngizimele mina ngobana eyami ivoti yinye. Ngakhuthazwa ngacelwa ngabantu kumabandla athiyeneyo khona amanye aphaka uyalayisa ukuthi babone ngathi mina ngingaba ngumeli wabo owamukelekayo kubo.
Amanye amabandla abhalise ukuncintisa ukhetho oluzayo abalisa iZanu PF, iMDCT ekhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Kuphe, ZAPU, NPF, APA, UMD, MRP, ZDU, PRC, ZIP, UCA, ANSA, Free Zim Congress, ZPP, GPM, kanye le-RPZ. Ocubungula ngezombusazwe, umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo, uthi ukubhidliwa kombuso kwaye ungumongameli uRobert Mugabe kungabe kudale ukukhululeka kwabantu ukuthi bangene kukhetho.
Lukhetho lokuqala lolu olungela umongameli owayebusa uRobert Mugabe. Ngakho lokhu kunikeze ithemba kuZulu ukuthi ubani lobani usengaphatha, nanku phela umuntu obencindezela abantu esephumile.
Idale lokwamukela amaphepha laba abazangena ukhetho eGwanda livale ngehola lesithathu emadabukakusa lamhlanje, njalo amagetsi acithile kwemizuzo engamathumi amathathu okudala ukusetshenziswa kwezibane zabomakhalekhukhwini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Live talk lamuhla sikhangela ukwanda kwababhalise ukuncintisa kukhetho lalonyaka lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kanye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Yesikhangile ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amakholwa okholo lesi-Islam emhlabeni jikelele namhlanje abenanza ukugqiba kwabo isikhathi sokuzila ngokuzincitsha ukudla iseRamadan. Lapho ababa lemikhosi yokunxusa izihlobo labangane kudliwa kunatha kujatshulwa. Abesi-Islam bazila okwensuku ezingamashumi amane bathi ngelanga lokugqiba lesi sikhathi babe lekhefu lokujabulela lokhu. Ngakho umsakazo weStudio 7 ufisela wonke inhlanganiso e-Oxfam ithi amapholisa akwele France abamba kubi abantwana beziphepheli ezigxotshwe kwele Italy ezivela kuzwekazi le-Africa. Umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weMelika emanyene lenhlanganiso ye-USAID uthi ulokhu esekela imizamo yelizwe leGhana kanye leNepal eyokulwisana lomkhuhlane wamehlo owe-trachoma kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2006. Uncedo olutholwa yiGhana leNepal lugoqela olwemali kanye lenhlelo ezitshiyeneyo zokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane. Kunyanga edluleyo, uhulumende weMelika kanye lamazwe la athola uncedo ethule umbiko ochaza ukuthi sebewehlulile lomkhuhlane ezibhedlela zikahulumende. Umbiko wabo ubuncomeka ngoba ukhomba ukuthi abantwana abayisilinganiso ses-95% ekhulwini abaselawo lomkhuhlane kukanti abanye abaselampawu zawo. Umkhuhlane wetrachoma wona othelelwanayo ubikwa wande ukuhlasela abampofu njalo uletha ubuhlungu emehlweni. Ubangelwa ngeminye imikhuhlane eminingi emehlweni okwenza ukuthi inkophe zingene kuwo ziwalimaze. Abantu abedlula isigidi emhlabeni sebeyiziphofu ngenxa yalomkhuhlane, abanye njalo abasaboni kuhle kukanti abanye basengozini yokungaboni. Lowo bekungumbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo namhlanje intatheli zindaba yethu Joseph Njanji usethulela ukuba amaqembu azadlala njani esigabeni saphezulu esecastilafe Premier Soccer League.
Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi kuza kuba ncane indawo kusasa enkundleni emandaba lapho iqembu lakhe lizabe livakatshele khona. Iqembu elihlezi phezu kwenkalane yemiklamelo ele-FC Platinum okuyilo njalo eliphakamise isicoco se-PSL nyakenye. Umfoko Ndlovu uthembise ukuba umdlalo wakusasa uzabe unathisa amanzi njengoba womabili lawa maqembu ethanda ukulichaya ibhola.
Into ekuwona nje kuphela ukukhona iyarest assured ukuthi mahamba kona nani. You see a very good game of football more. We have no struggle to when you play team those teams that play the most. Abadlalayo. Ungakakudlala ibhola. That's what I think for sure. One play football and one to play entertaining. So sizabalanda sizozwayisa.
Kweminye imidlalo yakusasa iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela iLemutare City Rovers enkundleni eBaba Fields emdlalweni wamaqembu ahlezi emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo. Iqembu leRentals lizemukela iLeshapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium kuthi eleDynamos lizadlala leLinicruit ngaseRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leChapungu lizemukela iLeCapes United ngaseAscott Stadium. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leZPC Kariba ngaseLuveve. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana leLinkeze Platinum Stars ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leChicken Inn ngaseGibo kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leLeyata ngaseRufaro. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngemva kokuhlupheka ukuthi aqede izifundo zakhe njalo ezithola isegoli esemba igolide ukuthi aziphilise, umculi ubekezela Nkomo odabuka eWilonki eGwanda uzithola esengomunye wabaculi abalomdumo emazweni ambalwa ngezansi kwezekazi le-Afrika. Unkomo uxoxe lentatheli izindaba eStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya ngohambo lwakhe kwezomculo ngesikhathi eseCape Town kweleBotswana lapho achiye abalandeli bomculo wakhe bekhathele.
Sandra Summer,
Lo ngibekezela umfoka Nkomo ijaha elidume ngomculo ozothileyo owe Afro Jazz. Unkomo wazalelwa emangweni wemathetheni eGwanda.
Umntaka Nkomo ufuma khona leGwanda bakithi emathetheni, kodwa ngikhulela khona. Mina ngikhulele ngapha kumama eWilonke, ikhuliswa yintombi ugogo Masizwe nomachinga mpela umbele zithobele izalukazi zakhidedwaleni kwaphuma mama. Yila ukuhlabelela kwaqalisa khona ngoba gogo bekungabantu besonto. Kuyabona ibrother siyasisondela phansi kwesihlahla somhwawa every day enkonzweni bekuhlatshelwa, bekusiba yinkonzo ngkhaya nxa kulalwa. So kusho ukuthi ngasengifunda izingoma zonke zikagogo, kakhulu elade zithanda amahubo akhe akade wathanda.
OkaNkomo uzelwe ngemva kokuba iZimbabwe ithathe uZibuse.
Angisakwazi kumbe ngazalwa ngesikhathi sefreza, kodwa kumnyaka wawuyona lo. Kodwa yes, ngama-80s, that's when I was born.
UNkomo wasuka wayafunda koBulawayo lapho angena eHlathi High School, kodwa uthi ngendaba zemali akasaphutshanga kuhle. Wasuka wasesiya kwenza izifundo zomculo eMakhosi Arts Theatre ngaphansi kwaConte Mhlanga, yena odume kakhulu ngokubumba ithalente kwezomculo kanye lemidlalo yasestage. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi umumo womnotho weZimbabwe wangamanga kahle ngesikhathi eqeda izifundo zakhe eMakhosi ngo-2008, uNkomo walandela iningi walubhekisa eGoli ukuthi laye ayethola okungamphilisa.
Ngafika kwele South Africa zange kube lula ngoba of course ngangizitshela ukuthi ngizathola oringo bendilindile. Befike bethi wars azisebenzi ndawonye, kakusabanga njalo. Ngazitheleke sokumele ukuthi ngiphileke, sengisebenza ukuklina, ngigeza izimota, ngisemba imigodi.
UNkomo uthi kwathi ngelinye ilanga esemba igolide eGoli, kwafika ingoma wazibona isebeke phansi ifotsholo eseyicula.
Ngithe ngisemba imigodi ngaleso sikhathi esandleni, kwavela ingoma ekhaya. Yayinamandla kakhulu ingoma leyo ukuthi ngabeka ubiki phansi, akhiphe ifoni yami endala ngayirekhodi imelodi yami. Ngisengifika endlini ngasengibhala ingoma le ngikhulume ngayo. Ngasengicabanga ukuthi ingoma ezithinta abantu kakhulu zingoma ezisuka zibhalwa ngeqiniso. Asengizidinga ngaphakathi ukuthi kathi mina okuliqiniso kwami yikuphi okungangilalisiyo. Ngathola ukuthi ngile ntombi ekhathana kakhulu njalo ngangiyikhumbule. Ngasengithi kuyo, bekezela ngilinde ntombi yami, ngiyabuya dala. Shova malanga kuphela unyaka ngoba injiva zasuka zisehla ngo-December. So ngafuna amanyaka, iminyaka ijova amalanga kuze kuphela unyaka ngiyebona intombi yami.
Uthi bancindezela idlala dobekezela ngomnyaka ka-2011, kodwa noma nje abalodumo akuzange kube lula. Uthi wagcina ebeka phansi igadali wayedinga umsebenzi endaweni yokudlela esebenza njengoweta. Uthi kwathi ngelinye ilanga kwangena ucingo olwantshintsha impilo yakhe.
Ngelinye ilanga ngemva komnyaka ngisebenza restaurant, kuvele i-phone call. Umuntu angithinta ecingweni sibili ekuseni, ngilele kwapho ngikhathele. Ngidinwe sibili okumanganisayo, uthi kimi, Mfethu, ngizwa ingoma yakho. Maye ngaphakathi ngithi, vele abantu baningi bezwa ingoma yami, kanti kwenzakalani? Athi ingoma yakho iyatshaya sibili, kanti ngubani okufuqayo ngoba asikwazi ukuthi ingoma yakho idume kakhulu. Ngithi akula muntu ongifuqayo, ngiyakufuqa. Uthi kunganjani sisebenzisane, ngithi wena ungubani? Uthi mina nginguSipho Nyathela, ngiyimanager kaNathi. Ngaleso sikhathi uNathi kade ngimetshisa. Hey, ngahle ngavuka ngahlala emthethini. Ha! Nakhona.
Uthi lokhu kwaba yikuguquka kwempilo yakhe, wanikezwa imali kanye konke kwakuswelakala ukuthi ancindezele idlalade lakhe lapho wafaka khona ingoma ubekezela. Umculo wakhe we-Afro Jazz uthakazelwa liningi njalo ukubaculi abahlanu abaphezulu kwamanje kulolu hlangothi kwele South Africa.
Siyabonga olivalelisayo ngosithandekile Mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.